You've heard the term value added, getting unexpected benefits from a product while only putting a little extra effort into it. A new initiative does something like that. Call it Value Added Forests. The Pennsylvania arm of the Nature Conservancy is working with the owners of the state's private forest lands. Their lands make up more than 70% of Penn's woods. The Conservancy sees in their properties a way to make the state's water and air cleaner and make money for the owners. The Allegheny Front's Ann Murray looked into the Conservancy's new initiative.
A Pennsylvania forest has a new surprising ally. You might even call it a sponsor.
Meet the Chevrolet Equinox and meet a world of new experiences, new places.
Chevy Equinox is not just a smallish SUV the auto giants marketing to the young and hip. It's also paying to keep a forest a forest. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania Water Authority gets paid by Chevrolet for each ton of CO2 that the trees in its 22,000-acre forest pull out of the air and store in their trunks and roots. That's according to Steve Repish, the authority's director.
We're anticipating, you know, to be on the safe side, anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000 annually. If we get more than that, great.
Bethlehem is the first partner in the Nature Conservancy's Working Woodlands program, a model project that the Conservancy has put together with BlueSource, a carbon credit broker in California. Working Woodlands is one example of what you might call value-added forestry. That is, a way to keep forests healthy while also making money off them.
For landowners, they kind of get a 1-2 punch.
Roger Williams is the president of BlueSource, the carbon brokerage.
Several years ago, we began conversations with the Nature Conservancy. The intent was to combine FSC forest certification with the creation of carbon credit for landowners that wanted to participate in that market.
FSC is the Forest Stewardship Council. Timber with an FSC certification can be sold for more than regular wood, kind of like organic for trees. Carbon markets, like companies and others, pay forest owners to store CO2 to compensate for their own greenhouse gas emissions. With that in mind, the city of Lock Haven in north central Pennsylvania has just signed on with the Conservancy. Their next step is to take a really close look at their 5,000-acre property. That look begins with an inventory of trees. Forester Mark Banker pounds rebar into the ground to mark one of 1,000 or so small plots that'll be documented. The Nature Conservancy's Mike Eckley calls out the trees he wants to be measured.
Let's start with that white pine right ahead of you.
Banker loops a tape measure around the trunk of the tree.
17. All right, white pine, acceptable growing stock, saw timber.
Eckley records the diameter of the tree and other notes about the tree's health and timber value into a handheld device. An independent auditor will come in later to verify the numbers. And we'll do it again every 5 or 10 years on permanent plots.
Merchantable height of 3 logs, no defect.
The information will help the team decide things like what trees to cut and when. Computer models will predict how much carbon the forest can store. This is key for the carbon markets this forest is tied to. You just can't rent out your woodlot to qualify for these programs. You have to prove that you're increasing the amount of carbon absorbed by actively managing these woods. And you only get paid for the increased amount of carbon your trees store. Josh Parrish runs the Working Woodlands program for the Nature Conservancy.
I tell them that, you know, there is money in them, their trees. They can be rewarded by sustainably managing their property for quality and for quantity. The higher quality trees you have, the faster typically they grow. Growing bigger and older trees will sequester more carbon.
Like Bethlehem, Lock Haven is happy about the chance to make money in the carbon market and sell the higher priced FSC certified timber. But in both cases, their real priority is protecting their watersheds. Healthy forests filter and cool streams that pass through them. That's why the Lock Haven Authority has been buying woodlands in their watershed since 1850. There are, of course, other benefits to keeping woods around. Walk-on recreation will be allowed under Lock Haven's new agreement, along with hunting and timbering, possibly even deep shale drilling. Josh Parrish of the Nature Conservancy says, after all, this is the Working Woodlands program.
conservation has been moving from kind of set-asides to sustainable management. And that's where also our conservation easements have been moving from being thou shall nots to working with landowners and to manage the lands for sustainable harvests, for carbon, for climate.
The Conservancy hopes to expand working woodlands to other Appalachian states and is currently in China in Sichuan Province. There's a temporal forest there that looks a lot like the Appalachian woods. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.